Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did I just carry the six and then add that? Oh, God, there's the insurance. I got to add that in there. That's crazy.
Are you doing your own taxes? I told you I need that report on my desk by the end of the day, and you're doing your own. Shop that out to the accountants.
I'm overwhelmed. All this adulting stuff. We got to do something about this. Oh, I got an idea. I got an idea.
What are you thinking? Just forget about all our adult responsibilities and act like children again?
That's right! What the
We're getting fixed, our worries, our next test has a cure. All the chronic sins, we're getting fixed, our worries, our next test has a cure. All the chronic sins, we're getting fixed, our worries, our next test has a cure. All the chronic sins.
What's that? Listen, kids, do you hear that sound? Oh my God, yes! It's the ice cream truck for your mind, your body, and your soul. That is the Grolic Saves the World. My name's Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
And this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through passive-aggressive challenges. What don't you like? You already are critiquing.
The image of an ice cream truck and that psychotic MIDI music, it's always a little bit frightening. It feels like someone's going to get murdered or abducted or something.
Childlike. It's innocent. Get a bomb pop. Get an ice cream sandwich, you guys. Feed yourselves. Have some ice cream. I'd
rather go to a convenience store, perhaps maybe an actual ice cream store, you know, not a modified postal vehicle piloted by a pedophile.
Can I just tell you how much you revealed about your white trashness, that your first option, I'd rather go to a convenience store for ice cream, is what Ben said. Like there's not ice cream shops. Your go-to.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Your go-to is 75 cents.
It's the same ice cream.
Listen, J&S Oil in Manchester, Maine had a nice ice cream selection. I'm not saying it was freaking the Swan's truck or nothing fancy like that.
Who is this guy who's picking his nose and talking in this voice?
I'm not saying it's anything like fucking serious like that, fucking, but I like to go to a 7-Eleven to get an ice cream.
It's not a fucking Friendly's, I'll tell you that. It's not a fucking Friendly's.
It's not a fucking Friendly's. But you know what? 7-Eleven had the big cookie with ice cream in it, and oh man, did I love those. The Toll House. Like the big Toll House.
We can't. This is save it for Act Four. Save it for Act Four.
I can't even eat almonds.
So now you're talking about this 7-Eleven ice cream cookie?
I could back then before I destroyed my guts taking low grade antibiotics.
I'm starting to get some clues. I'm starting to get some clues to this cold case.
I like the pun. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought the pun was well placed.
Yeah, Andrew, I think the calls were coming from inside the house the whole time, weren't they?
A lot of 7-Eleven ice cream.
Okay, guys. So what in the fuck are we doing on this fucking episode?
I've got a challenge.
What? Now, I think Adam comes with the chow.
Well, you know, if you've listened to this podcast for a long time, we've gone through phases, and we've definitely been in an Andrew phase. He's been banging out podcasts. But for a long time, if you will recall, we were in a Katie gives Adam ideas phases. My wife brings me ideas for the podcast, and she had a great batting
average. In fact, at this point, I suspect that all ideas that you bring are coming from Katie, which I'm fine with,
I want you to know I'm okay if you would like to admit that.
Can I tell you something?
If Katie would like to join the podcast, I'm sure she could use a break from raising the boys. It's if not you'd like just, to go inside and take care of your boys, and Katie can come out here Katie. And be on the podcast.
It's not just podcast ideas.
Okay, Adam.
All the riffs, everything I've ever said on this podcast is because I do a dry run with Katie before I even get on. And we set up two figurines to simulate all you guys, and Katie walks me through it, tells me what to say. So everything that I brought has been Katie approved. But I haven't
What's my
really,
figurine? What's wow. my figurine? You've got to tell me who is my avatar in my stead.
Well, we went to Sears, and we said, what's the biggest mannequin you got? And they pulled out this like XXL mannequin. That's a Ben one. Andrew, we got to cut out Garfield from a comic book store.
Hell
that's
yeah,
the Andrew one.
That's my vibe.
And then Ron is just a set of Ooh. Eyes that we put on the wall. Just two eyes on the wall watching us.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Spot on.
Well, what challenge does Katie have for us?
Well, what I was going to say is that I haven't let her have a challenge in a long time, because when she gave those challenge suggestions back in the day, we were a small mom and pop podcast, and we're huge now. And she keeps coming at me with challenges, and I say, well, are you a Patreon member? And she says, no.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
And then I
that's
say, well, then question. Don't yeah. then don't even come with suggestions, because we only accept them from people that kind of pay to support us a little bit. So she joined at the Ben level. And the challenge she came with was that we should spend some time with our inner child, was what she said. And she had a specific kind of way to do that. And the way that she proposed it is, she's like, why don't you guys each go and think about something that you loved when you were a kid, a hobby, something that you were very fond of that you haven't touched in decades, something that made you
My
happy
dick.
As a kid.
I did it. I waited so long. Guys, that's like a new record before I mentioned
and no
my dick
one even,
in an episode.
What kind of a riff was that?
Well,
no one
said
even
something
believes
that,
that
you were fond of in childhood that you haven't touched in a decade. And
yeah,
I said,
no,
and
I know.
Boom, my dick. Guys, I waited so long. That's the longest I've waited. Anyway, keep
But the
going.
Logic, the logic
Adam, please
that you
continue.
Haven't touched your dick in decades is like, I yeah. don't accept the logic.
Yeah, I
of
assume
the
you're fondling yourself every episode.
Yeah, but
Where's your right hand right
that
now?
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Comedy is based on half truths, and so everybody knows that. You, Adam, you know that.
I do. Now, anyway. Katie didn't go into this dick territory that Ben's bringing up. Although we did prep for it, but I kind of hoped in the prep that you wouldn't go there. But here we are. So I have things to say, and I'm disregarding them. Her example was like, say you, and this is something I did that I'm not going to do for this episode, but like, I loved comic books as a kid. I read them religiously. I and not even cool comic books, the ones you read in like the newspaper, like we've talked about often.
You liked Archie, you told
I
me.
I liked Archie. I liked Calvin and Hobbes. I liked comic strips. I liked dumb comics, not like cool X-Men and shit. I like those. So that would be a good thing that I could do in this challenge. I could go spend some time, maybe find those books or go to a bookstore and read some of them, spend some time in that area that I loved when I was a kid. And I think it's important to sort of like feed that inner child a little bit, to remember you're not just a curmudgeonly 40-something-year-old dad. You're a guy that you are the kid that grew up to be you.
Well, let me pose a question here. What were to happen if one, say, grew up in a very, very rural area and one's options of what to do in one's environment were very limited?
If you're asking, can you and your friends tromp the woods looking for yet another dead body? Yes, you can. If you can get
find a toad, bring it home in your back pocket. Well, I gotta say, Adam/Katie, this challenge, I mean,
new Patreon member Katie,
new Patreon, thank you. I mean, not to brag, but I'm already living my life pretty indulgently of my inner child. No one who's ever spent a day around me is like, that guy's neglecting his inner child. If anything, they're like, is he ever going to let the adult steer the car? Jesus Christ. Like,
yeah,
I have
all over the fucking road.
Loosen your tie, Andrew.
I have so many interests. I still read comic books. I trade and collect and play Magic the Gathering. I play Dungeons and Dragons. I play video games. I have a lot of interest. I have a Lego collection. So if anything, this challenge will be finding something that I don't already do.
I relate to what Andrew is saying, because like I'm the same way. I mean, I what did I do when I was a teenager? I got real high a lot, and I'm kind of back into that for a while.
Played music.
And I played in my band. Yeah, so I'll dig deep. I'll find something that I used to do. Maybe I'll, I don't know, maybe I'll go bother my mom. Like, you know, do something that pisses my mother off.
Go bother my mom.
Well, that's why I do want like, you guys to dig deep, because I agree, Andrew. You live your life that way, and I actually admire it. It's great. But I'm sure there's hobbies. There's things that you tried on for a little bit.
I think there will be some stuff. Yeah. This will be a good chance for some reflection. Okay.
Yeah.
All
if
right.
you want, we can,
I like it.
I like
we can
this
flip
challenge.
The script. And Andrew can have a sub-chow of like, do your taxes this year.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Andrew, why don't you pay a bill once in your life?
I really like this challenge. It's kind of fortuitous we're doing this because, as I've talked about over the last 6 or 7 months that I've been going to therapy and kind of dealing with a lot of shit from my childhood, and part of it is, to me, reframing it like as not all negative, because it wasn't. Like, I had a lot of good times, and there were a lot of activities that I did that were actually healthy. So finding one of those and kind of getting back to that, I think that this is a really great challenge, and I'm being earnest on that. And
well, fuck yeah. I'm glad this can dovetail with therapy that you're doing currently and maybe help out in that exact regard. So that rules.
Yeah.
So yeah, those I like are the that's it. I think we surprise each all other. Right. Let's not text each other all week about what we're doing and how we're enjoying it. Let's just come back in the second act and be like, here's what I did. Cause I'm genuinely curious to see what I've got some ideas. Cause Katie and I've been talking about it since she joined Patreon, and I've got a few things I want to do, but I'm curious to see what you guys come up with. So this will be great. We'll do
all
it.
Right.
We'll do
all
it.
Right.
Let's get into it.
Well,
let's do
you
it.
Know, you know, the best way to nurture an inner child, laughter, a little chuckle, right?
Yes.
And we do that the best out of anybody.
That's ever done it.
We're doing it the best. According to Johnny H., Adam's dad, we're the best
according
that
to my
has
dad,
ever done it.
We're the best comedians in the history of comedy, according to my dad.
Exactly.
Can I pay your dad a rental fee to come to other events I do just to kind of offer that level
cool,
of support?
But that's expensive. Yeah. That's pricey.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he'd probably charge me his lawyer fee.
But we do have an amazing show that we talk about all the time, the last Saturday of every month at the now world-famous Bug Theater. Tickets are on sale already for this month's show. You can get them by clicking the link in the show notes. And why don't we listen to one from a very close friend of ours and a recent guest on our live show. Holy shit, do we love this dude. Sweetest man on the planet. Everybody, please enjoy Derek Sheen. And when we return, oh my God, we're going to be kids. We're going to be strolling about our little towns, our little neighborhoods, getting into trouble and yucking it up and feeling connected to our youths. So why don't you stay tuned, bros?
Perfect. Yet another swish.
Okay, so last week, this is very recent. I went swimming because I moved close to a lake. And I want to go to the lake all the time. I grew up on a lake. I want to go out in the lake. And I went swimming in the lake. And I got out about 400 feet. And then I just treaded water. I just wanted to relax and take in some sun, get a little vitamin D. And I'm just feeling, I'm relaxing. And then I see this older woman. She wakes up from her sun tanning, sees me, gets up and just starts fucking swimming at me. And I'm still just treading water. And she blocks my way back to the beach by also just treading water. And I don't want to leave because I don't want to be rude. And then she starts talking to me, and she goes, "Oh, it's cold out here." And I was like, "Yeah, it gets colder, you know, the closer you get to the middle of the lake." Well, I read that you should do a cold plunge at least twice a week at our age. It raises your dopamine levels. It keeps you young. You should also do intermittent fasting at least once a week. Okay. Do you have kids? I said, no, I'm 53. I managed to dodge that bullet. No kids. And then she said, "I chose not to have any myself because this world is not for children." And then she continued with, "Do you read the Bible?" And I shit you not, before she even got another word out, I'm not kidding, a dragonfly the size of an air fryer just appeared out of fucking nowhere and just 9/11 this bitch in the head. Just fucking 9/11 her in the head. She freaked out. She stopped just screaming towards the beach, just swimming frantically. And now I believe in God. And, because what is a dragonfly other than a huge flying cross, right? That's a huge sign. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. He is risen. He is risen.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back through the magic of podcasting. Some time has passed, and we are now children. This is not a podcast with three 40-something dad hosts at all. This is
the
a podcast
true
with
magic
three
of podcasting.
Children.
Heck yeah.
This is a child's
I'm scared.
Podcast. I'm hungry.
I'm bored. Why do I have to sit here for so long with headphones and a microphone?
Do you guys want anything to drink? I got some soda. I got some purple stuff. I got some Sunny D.
Sunny D. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dudes. Yes. Here's a Sunny D for
the
you.
The worst orange juice? Yeah.
Here's
hell
a Sunny
yeah.
D for you. Enjoy this
love
ice cream
hey,
orange
can
juice.
Can I ask you for the perfect thing to accompany with this Sunny D? The other thing I crave?
Yeah, what?
A
what?
Big bowl of stovetop
oh
stuffing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
My mom's making stovetops.
No way. She's making stovetop. What time is your mom making stovetop
at? I don't know, but let's stagger it so we get three servings of stovetop tonight. I cannot eat enough Thanksgiving-style stuffing, even in July.
And after
I need
we
it.
We go to Ben's house, we go to Andrew's house, and then after that we break into a fucking Kroger and we get more stovetop stuffing.
Yeah.
And then we go to a restaurant and we cook it ourselves as kids.
Oh,
and we start
my God.
Did you ever drink Sunny D? What was that made out of?
It was like, disgusting. It was just it was like more acidic orange juice.
I don't think there was any actual orange in it. It was thicker. And like then they did feed us stovetop. It's like liquid polystyrene and crumbled couch cushion, like your sofa couch cushion foam seasoned. And that's what we're largely made of. And they wonder why we're so fucked.
Well, we are just products of our times. Guys, this is the inner child challenge to all our second actors who skipped the first.
Oh, yeah.
Inner child challenge. Spending some time with our inner children by going and exploring activities we used to love. And Andrew expressed in the first act that he really is worried because that's all he does anyway. So I just want to kick it over to Andrew and say, Andrew, did you do the challenge? Did you find anything that you liked as a kid that you're not doing already every day?
I did do the challenge, but it was tougher than I expected. Like I was like, oh, this is already like so in my wheelhouse. Like I'm just kind of surrounded by childish pursuits all the time.
Right.
So it was a little tricky. I had to dig a little deep. The first thing that immediately came to mind, I was like, what was my favorite thing when I was a kid? Like, what did I, that I'm not still doing? Like, what, something that just pops out. Something that immediately came to mind was a slumber party. A classic slumber party. You have a friend or two over. You get some pizzas. You're going to get some candy.
Oh,
You're going to go to the video store, yeah. Rent a couple tapes. If you lived in my house, as longtime Grolic listeners know, your parents are going to take the TV out of the garage and let it warm up so you and your friends can watch it.
Even after knowing that, I still get sad when you say it. I know it's
very sad. Did you ever do like a... a jolt, get like a jolt cola.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Get everybody fucking rocked. You could jolt at a cola. Slumber party.
Yeah. And I remember having a slumber party that night. It would be a Friday or Saturday night, whatever it might be. That night was like 75 hours long. It was so, you'd watch the videos. You might sneak out into the backyard, get into some kind of like mischief, keep each other awake, laughing, doing armpit farts or whatever. It was like this like very long, very fun night.
Finger in the water, whoever goes to sleep first. Come on, man.
We never did that one. I guess because we didn't want to be sleeping next to somebody who
you
we just made piss the sleeping
piss all over your bed and your couch. Yeah. You're out of your mind, dude.
I think we tried it once. Now that I remember, I think we tried it and the person just immediately woke up and was like, "What are you doing?" And we're like, nothing.
And then the favorite part, wait for a few hours till you can't go to sleep and then call your parents at 2 a.m. to come pick you up and take you home. They call that the ACH.
No.
Did you ever do that?
I did that dozens of times to the point where my parents were like, "You can't do sleepovers anymore." I was so it took me a while.
That's a bummer.
I had a hard time leaving the nest.
I had some friends like that too. They had that issue as well. But
yep. Anyway, keep going. You wanted to do a slumber party. You gave flyers to neighborhood children asking to come to your house.
I was like, I'm going to see if I can pull off an adult slumber party. You sick bastard.
Good luck without
platonic
blues.
Adult. Sleepover. Yeah, it was very challenging because right off the bat, I was like, who can I invite over for this? I can't invite any of my friends who have a significant other or partner because that's an insane thing to ask. Like, hey, would you like to leave your home and the bed you share with your partner and come sleep on my couch while we watch a collection of scary movies? No one in their right mind's going to do that. So I couldn't ask anyone. I asked Ben, but he was unavailable. He had shows. And then I had chose the other night we could have done it. Ben agreed. It sounded fun.
I was bummed because I loved sleepovers too. We used to rent a Nintendo or a Sega Genesis, and we would play video games until our eyes fell out of our fucking head. Literally, you would play video games until you were not enjoying it anymore.
Yeah.
You were like, why am I trying this level again? Your mouth has sores.
Bleary-eyed. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times my
friend was asleep and I'm still going.
Yeah, you know, totally. Like, oh, yeah. We'd make it through dawn playing some GoldenEye many times. But yeah, unfortunately, it didn't work out with Ben. So the sleepover didn't work out, unfortunately. The adult platonic sleepover. I haven't given up on the idea.
And I want to clarify, Andrew's talking about GoldenEye. Not the video game, the actual release of the first James Bond movie.
Would you shut up?
That's right.
They saw that on their parents' projector in 1967.
It was a real to reel.
GoldenEye came out in like the 90s. Shut up.
The man with the golden gun. That's what I was thinking.
That's
about.
What you must have been thinking.
Anyway,
I think it's Octopussy.
The next thing I tried, we kind of mentioned it in the intro, the ice cream truck. I loved the ice cream truck as a kid. That siren song echoing throughout the neighborhood. You had to kind of triangulate where it was coming from. You'd run out there with your handful of quarters, get some ice cream. I'd also get Razzles. You guys know what Razzles are?
It's
candy, then it's gum. They like only sell it at the ice cream truck or at like a weird candy stores. But Razzles are like, their whole shtick is first it's candy, then it's gum. And you start chewing it and you're like, oh yeah, it's like candy. But then it doesn't disintegrate like food and candy does. It sticks around in your mouth and turns into gum. It's such a bizarre.
It's the uranium of foods. Yeah. It just changes. It becomes a little more problematic.
It's like something you'd find at Wonka's factory, like in the shit heap. Like, yeah, that was a bad idea. They can't all be winners.
A lot
of them were bad ideas.
That's a scene that got cut from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Was
like, wow,
Charlie visiting
it's
the
candy,
shit.
But now it's gum, and it's not leaving my mouth until I spit it out. So I was like, oh, yeah, it'd be fun to hit up an ice cream truck. Maybe you try to see what that's like. And I used to have an ice cream truck that would come around the neighborhood, but they gave up, I guess, because my neighborhood is just that boring. So I went to the store. They sell Good Humor ice cream truck brand treats at the grocery store. So I went to the store. I got the classic Good Humor strawberry shortcake bar, probably one of the best things you can get from an ice cream truck. And then I took it home and I played the ice cream truck jingle, which you can play while I ate it. It is the creepiest experience possible. I filmed
that's
it.
That's psychotic, Andrew.
I filmed
that
it,
is absolutely psychotic.
I have the video clip. It is chilling. That song, that song, when not played outdoors in the truck, is one of
when
the most...
When played outdoors, it's psychotic sounding. That's what I was saying at the beginning. It's got like a clown, killer clown kind of feel.
It's insane. So that didn't work. You can't recreate the magic.
Andrew, that's a new low in that old Lakewood cabin. You know, you find them all the, just a man eating ice cream, listening to the song on his computer.
Yeah, creepy. It was creepy. You can't fake the magic of the ice cream truck, it turns out. The next thing I tried to do was fireworks. This is when we're recording this, it's fireworks season in my neighborhood. Hey, fireworks season starts in May and runs until October. So,
yep.
It's fireworks time. I loved fireworks as a kid. Oh my gosh. Me and my friends, whenever we could get our greasy little paws on fireworks, fireworks were like, I mean, they weren't just fun. They were like a commodity. You could trade a firework for like some cool shit. I remember that was, some serious currency, back then. And so I was at a party last Friday and people had fireworks.
Wait, Andrew, I have to stop you just because knowing your Pat, you ever kept a friend of yours ever blow a finger off? You ever see anything like this? Did you ever see a serious?
They never did. But
accident?
You know what my friend loved doing? He loved to put fireworks on his classic Star Wars figures and destroy them. Looking back, he probably destroyed thousands of dollars worth of Star Wars figures in today's market. I'm sure he regrets.
I mean, yeah, that'd be like he was just out there blowing up Bitcoin vouchers.
Yeah. Okay.
I like to set these Bitcoin. That shit's worth an insane amount of money.
He wrecked a lot of toys with fireworks. But no, I never saw anybody get hurt. I had friends that would shoot bottle rockets at me. I could picture Ben doing this to people.
Bottle rocket wars were the shit.
I did that. Yeah, I did that.
I hated it. I hated that.
I loved it.
This reveals my truly waspy background, but a lot of the guys I hung around with had lacrosse sticks. So you take the head off one of those sticks and just use that stick to shoot bottle rockets like a fucking shotgun. That's a real good tool.
Wow.
Yeah, that definitely.
Asshole-ery of it. So
did your parents have to take the TV out of the garage to warm it up?
Stop it.
What about you, Adam? Because mine didn't.
No, it was just plugged into the wall, just there.
Oh, lame.
There to watch.
I feel bad
right
for you.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, you let yours live inside? We had one of those outdoor TVs.
All right, keep going.
So I was at this party on Friday, and people had fireworks. We're talking about recreational style small fireworks, and they were going to go out and light them off. Normally, I'd be like, I have zero interest in this. But I was like, I love fireworks as a kid. Maybe there's something cool about this. So I went outside with them. We went a little bit down the street and they were lighting them off. And they were so fucking lame. Like, recreational small-time fireworks are such a lame and B, like, selfish form of entertainment. Like everyone in the neighborhood was so pissed. This guy came outside and he's like, what are you guys doing? Like, seriously, knock it off. Stop it. It's just like this weirdly indulgent thing. Like, I don't give a shit if like the 200 people and animals around here hate this. I need to hear my bang bangs
this
and
pop
pops.
This is the most dad take ever.
It was so
lame. The most dad
lame.
Take. We're embracing our child.
I know,
and
but I'm saying I can't.
Hot dad
now that
take.
I'm old, I couldn't see fireworks in that way anymore. I still love a pro fireworks show. Hell yeah. A pro fireworks show is awesome. It's such a cool, like, universally appreciated form of entertainment. But that, like, rinky-dink backyard fireworks shit is just lame now. And I couldn't get on board. I couldn't absorb it in my child self. I just went back inside. I was like, I don't even want to light any off. So Finally, I looked back.
Oh, there's another option. Okay,
there's
great.
Another thing. I was really trying to do the challenge, and I was striking out
You're
with these
crushing
things.
Crushing it, buddy. You're crushing it, and all of your attempts are taking me right back to childhood as well. So I enjoy this. What was your next one?
I wanted to get a pack of baseball cards. Baseball cards are something I was really into as a kid, and then I fell out of them. Although I rekindled my love for baseball, I did not ever get back into baseball cards. So I wanted to get a pack of baseball cards. I could not find them anywhere. I ended up finding like a box of baseball cards. I was like, I don't want a box. I want like a pack. I want the magic of opening one single pack and checking it out. But I couldn't find it anywhere. But I was remembering growing up, I had a bunch of baseball cards. And as we have already established, didn't have access to a lot of TV. So I did not get to watch any baseball.
What kinds of talking?
We didn't have a pro team.
Honus Wagner, Ty Cobb.
Stop it.
Luke Gehrig.
Stop it.
And that's ridiculous. It's
Walter Johnson.
Matthewson. You're going too far back. He was a Joe DiMaggio fan. Everybody
This was in the 80s. We had a minor league team. We had the Denver Zephyrs minor league baseball team. We did not have a pro team. And I had a robust baseball card collection, and somehow, I don't know how this came to be, but my favorite team was the San Francisco Giants. I do not remember how or why. I probably saw someone I thought looked cool wearing like a San Francisco Giants t-shirt, and I was like, that's my team. However, like a little kid finds their favorite team, I have no idea.
Right.
And my favorite player was Will Clark, probably because he was like the best card that I opened first. I don't know. But what I knew about him, I was like, this guy rules. He's my favorite player. And I was the only person I knew who he was my favorite player. And so I had a big collection of Will Clark cards. I had a ton of those 80s San Francisco Giants players and their cards. And I would sit there and I would set them all up at their positions and kind of imagine them playing the game, because I didn't have TV, let alone cable TV, to ever be able to watch a San Francisco Giants game. So I would just kind of live it out with the stats on the back of the card and the things that I knew off the card, setting them up in the diamond formation and living that out. And I realized during this challenge, I was like, I've still never seen that 80s San Francisco Giants team play to this day. And so I Googled, how can I, you know, watch this classic San Francisco Giants team play? And I found a YouTube channel called MLB Vault that shows full-length classic MLB games. And I got to go back and watch the 1989 NLCS between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs in its entirety and see all of these players who I knew as a little kid I'd never seen. I'd never seen them actually play. And I got to see them all playing. They stomped the Cubs in that first game. My favorite player, Will Clark, went 4-for-4. It was so cool, and I'd never thought to do that.
Will Clark was looking at it online here as a career 300 hitter.
He was great.
Dude, I love that, Andrew. I love that. You got to watch a classic baseball game.
So it was super cool to see all of those players in action in that way, and it definitely, like, my inner child was definitely very stoked to after.
That's super cool way, like the guys you remember but didn't actually see them play. And then now these folk heroes of your memory are like, you finally now got to watch them play. That's pretty fucking cool.
It's a beautiful thing about baseball, because I was going to make a joke that like, that's, it's funny you went looking for your inner child and did the most old man shit ever and watch a baseball game from 3 decades ago. But that's baseball, dude. That's just like all the old men watching baseball are just feeding their inner child every time they go.
It was also incredibly nostalgic just to watch that, because it's the actual like sports cast. So like the Chirons and the announcer voices, everything was like, just had that very kind of like 80s, 90s retro feel to
it.
Yeah,
you'd get the guy who called the game like this.
Yeah.
And that was it. Will Clark up at the bat right now. He's got 3-for-4.
So it was very fun, and my inner child was delighted.
Dude, I gotta take it now. I have to take the ball here to mine.
Okay.
Because I think,
yes,
I think Andrew's,
I hogged it.
That was great.
No, it's more that I think you and I should have hung out as kids, because the first place I went to was baseball cards, because I collected them religiously with my dad. He got into it. We'd go to baseball card shows. There'd be like these weird things in hotel conference rooms.
What was the best baseball card you ever pulled? I don't mean to sidetrack us. I want to know.
Out of a pack randomly?
Most valuable baseball card you ever pulled.
You mean not from a pack?
Yeah.
Like it was a random, I didn't go to a show and purchase. Okay. I remember when Michael Jordan retired for 2 years to play baseball, to play baseball in the Cubs organization. There was an Upper Deck Jordan baseball card.
It was the White Sox, right? He was in the White Sox.
Yes.
Yeah, he was the White Sox. He was the White Sox. Yeah. That's right. And there was an Upper Deck card, and it was like the Michael Jordan baseball card. At the time, it was like $50 or something.
Oh,
out of a dollar pack. And I pulled that Jordan out of a pack. Like, walked to 7-Eleven, opened it on the curb right outside. And I was like, I got the fucking Michael Jordan. All my friends were freaking out. It was, so that was probably my biggest
And then he pull. Played. And
right. I didn't have the sense to flip that real quick.
I got out of a pack a Nolan Ryan error card.
Oh, nice. I love Nolan Ryan. Pretty, he was great.
It had a weird like black bar error on the back where the stats were.
So I loved baseball cards too. So there was a place in Denver, if you live here, maybe you went there, Andrew. It's called Bill's Sports Collectibles.
Oh, yeah. I went to Bill's all the time.
It is just your classic sports memorabilia shop. I haven't been in years.
Are you sure that's still there?
Buddy, I am positive because I went there the other day.
What?
And fed my inner child. And it was just your classic.
Amazing, dude.
Dusty old card shop. But they have so much cool shit. I went to the back poster section, Andrew, and it was exactly what you're talking about. It was just like, here's a poster with the 80s graphic of Nolan Ryan. Here's a Reggie Jackson poster. Here's like a Gary Palmer for the Mets poster. Just all these old icons. But this is, I just love this podcast because I'm looking through cards of like all the favorite eras. And Andrew recently sent me a video of Will Clark. And he's like, check out this boring ass interview from my childhood hero, Will Clark. And I thought it was great, the little clip that Andrew sent me. So I'm looking around and I start stumbling upon some cards. And I think, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my friend Andrew a Will Clark rookie card.
What? Oh my God.
Dude, oh that is so cool. God. How did you know that?
Because Andrew and I were just texting about Will Clark. And I was just like, well, fuck, Andrew loved Will Clark. It's $1.50. This is a 1986 Topps.
That is so cool.
I remember this card. And then I was like, well, it's right next to it. Here's a 1987.
I had that one. Yep.
Yeah, with like the kind of like wooden border. Yeah, 87 Topps. So, Andrew, we're fucking, here you go, bud.
I'm on my way over right now. That's amazing.
This cost me $4. But yeah, man, I can't.
That's hilarious that that's how much those are. If you would ask me, I'd be like, it's probably a $500 card. That's how little I know about how cards have aged.
Well, there's an amazing documentary about how, you know, Topps and Upper Deck, they basically destroyed their own industry, you know, by flooding the market with rare cards.
I watched a guy come in and try to unload a bunch of his. He's like, I collected cards and I'm ready to unload some. And the guy's like, what are your... And he's like, well, I grew up in the 80s, 90s. He goes, not interested.
Whoa.
He's like, we'll buy 50s, 60s, 70s.
Wow.
And then he starts explaining to this guy, like, there was too many cards, blah, blah, blah. We got so many. But I also remembered he was, this guy at the store was such an asshole in the Simpsons comic book store nerd way. Like, how could you ever even think? And the guy's just like, I just have these cards that I loved.
Yeah.
Right. And, I was reminded of that, too. Like, that's a type. That is an absolute type of person. And even that made me nostalgic. I was like, oh, I remember these assholes who were like mad at me because I don't know Warren Spahn's ERA in 1967. Like they're just these nerds that lord their knowledge over everyone. But anyway, it was fun to just go mire myself in all of that. And Bill's has a lot of like nugget stuff out that's all championships. So I got to do that. And it was great. And most importantly, I got to get my buddy some Will Clark baseball cards that he's lacking.
Amazing. Man, that rules. That makes me so happy because I was like, I am so sad. I don't know what happened to my card collection. I'm sure my mom gave it to Goodwill or something, but I was remembering all the cards I had. And that's awesome that you got this.
Yeah, you should go to Bill's. It'll delight you. It was a fun hour just walking around this card store, taking it all in. And it's not just cards. They got all sorts of old, weird shit. Old Denver Zephyrs pennants, old Denver Bears pennants, and it's just like a whole another memorabilia world over there that was very fun to spend some time in.
That's amazing.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, well, Ben, it's your turn. Andrew and I.
Well, I did the challenge, and I, growing up, I guess, was more concerned with being cool, with doing cool shit, with meeting girls, things like that. So lame. I didn't collect.
You know, the girls like baseball cards, dude? Grow up.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I collected a lot of baseball cards. As a kid of the like 80s and 90s and Andrew in the 60s, that was like the thing you
Andrew's
did.
A big Harmon Killebrew, Reggie Jackson, Rod Carew.
Yes.
That's Andrew's wheelhouse.
Yep. But for me, there wasn't a lot to do. I mean, we did play in the woods a lot. I used to go like hunting for crayfish and frogs.
You remember when you tricked your neighbor into painting your fence?
Stop, dude. Stop it. No, I was watching. Remember the
And you went on that
TV
raft
show
with
party,
that guy. What was
Party
what was
Down?
That dude's name you went on that raft?
Stop it. Do you remember the show Party Down?
Oh, hell yeah. I do. I love that show.
I do.
Yeah. There's a great line. There's my favorite episode is the one where he caters his own high school reunion and he's talking to his to the girl that he's like in love with. And he says, oh, yeah, I remember being a kid. I was going to catch more frogs than anyone in the world. And I remember that line kills me because like there weren't enough frogs for me to catch. And like I loved catching turtles, salamanders, frogs. I would do that all the time, even by myself. But it's very hard to do in the middle of a large city.
Yeah. Denver not known for its frogs.
So anyway, from the time I would say I was 10 years old, though, that I could do anywhere I was and became my ultimate obsession was skateboarding. I skated in a group with friends. I would skate alone and I skateboarded a lot alone. And if I got in a fight with my parents or I was just unhappy about something, I grabbed my skateboard and I skated. And I did that probably into my 20s. It was a way to like blow off steam and it was totally healthy. It was like this thing that was athletic. It really wasn't bothering anybody most of the time. There was all that, you know, skateboarding is not a crime and being kicked out of stuff. But for the most part, we knew spots where I just wouldn't be bothered. And I remember late at night when I got my license and I had my first job and I had a car, I had my skateboard and my shoes in the trunk and I would just like get off work at 6. I would skate by myself sometimes till 2 or 3 in the morning.
Wow.
And then go home and go. It was like this spiritual thing for me to do. And so I still have a skateboard. I haven't skateboarded in years. So I grabbed my skateboard and I went over to Park Hill Elementary School because it's got some pretty rad spots there. A couple little low curbs that I can still ollie up and down off of. There's a couple little waxed curbs that I'm able to get onto with a nose slide or something. And I skated around and it is so hard because I don't get the same enjoyment out of it anymore.
No?
I find that as I've aged, I'm afraid of falling. Like I'm legitimately afraid of breaking my fucking wrists. I'm not even worried about my hip. I fall a lot in jujitsu. I'm worried about landing on my hands and my wrists and things like that. Like falling back and landing on my elbow.
Dude, you should skateboard with those rollerblading wrist guards. How cool would that look?
I mean, I see a lot of older dudes who still skate and they're much more padded up. But to me, it affects mobility. It's hard to move as easily. It doesn't feel as free. I didn't enjoy the activity, but God, it like brought back a rush of memories because I did this alone. I went by myself and it brought back memories of being alone. Like loneliness was like this pervasive thing growing up in a small town and especially where in the 90s, like the late 80s and early 90s, skateboarding was not popular. It was not cool. And especially in a rural environment, we were called all names that everybody remembers of skaters. And so it was, but I did get these rushes of it. Then I got stoned, as I do. That's just a normal daily thing. But then I was like, I'm going to watch a movie or a couple movies from that time while I'm high. So I popped in the movie. Well, I didn't pop it in. I got it off YouTube. It is there. Anybody who's listening, it's free right now on YouTube until they take it down. Rad. Do you remember
my God,
the movie?
I loved Rad.
Rad. I watched Rad all the way through about Crew Jones and his want to be a professional BMX rider, and they build Hell Track in his town, and the paperboy becomes a superstar, and it's so fucking rad. And then I went and watched Thrashin', which not many people remember, the movie Thrashin' with Josh Brolin. It was a skateboarding movie about the daggers.
I don't know if I ever saw that one.
Oh my God, it is so fucking good. Red Hot Chili Peppers are in it. Before anybody knew who they were like this funk skate band playing at a skate party. And the daggers are like the badass dudes with earrings with like daggers. It was so rad. And that brought me back. I watched it and I was like, I know that they're trying to get me to want to be Josh Brolin and the surfer like good skaters, but I want to be a dagger. And I realized I still want to be a dagger.
You should go get a dangly dagger earring. Do it.
I totally would. And they were like in the tattoos and cool cutoff jean vests, and they love to party hard. They partied hard, and I was like, the daggers are the shit. And then even in the movie Rad, that movie's fucked up. Like, if anybody goes back and watches that movie, I mean, they just sort of intimate that the like twin brothers are like double teaming this hot like fucking model girl, and that they're like high school kids. And
80s movies problematic sexually. I've
Weird. Oh, the women were not fully fleshed out characters at all. They were vessels so I did that and it totally brought me back. But the more profound thing was like, oh fuck, there's like when you're sitting alone still skating, there's still like that. Just like that feeling that would come from it. I just listened to tunes. I had my earbuds in and pushed around and skated for probably an hour and a half or 2 hours.
I don't think I can relate because I didn't skate as much as you. I did a little bit, but like it wasn't a passion. But a bike was freedom. A bicycle was like I can get out, go anywhere, and I can still capture that if I'm biking at night. Sometimes just riding your bicycle at night in the summer, especially. You're just like, oh yeah, there's a whole world out here to explore and see it from a different vantage point than like your car or walking. It's nice to get in that headspace.
Oh, I challenge anybody who goes out on a bike at night like that, or if you're by yourself just on a road, before you know it, you're like, there's like a couple blocks and then you're like, pop a wheelie, like a tiny one. You're like, wheelie, you know, and you start doing shit like that.
Wheelie.
Wheelie. Oh, I'm up on the curb. I dropped off the curb. Like cool shit like that where I used to love doing that. I wasn't as big getting to biking. I mean, I have a big tattoo of a skateboard under my arm. I think there are very few things in my life that influenced me more than skateboarding. That's what got me into punk rock. That's what got me. And it's still a style of dress. I still wear Vans clothing, like their shoes and stuff. It influenced everything, music, taste, friend group. So, yeah.
Well, dude, that rules.
But I don't have the same passion for it.
Well, you know, in a way, it's like Andrew eating ice cream alone in his house listening to the ice cream truck song. It's just not the exact same.
Terrifying.
It's not the exact same thing. It's not as sad somehow. But or serial killery. The thing is that I've recently got back into snowboarding.
So
which
gnar,
was
the
super gnar, soup gnar.
Basically Colorado skateboarding.
And snowboarding was the thing I switched passions to and I did alone or whatever. And I still love snowboarding. I still get that high from it. But I don't get it from skateboarding. It kind of made me sad. It made me a little sad. Mm.
Some things you grow out of. It's normal.
Also, visiting your inner child and like spending some time there kind of does make you sad. But it's in that beautiful nostalgia sad.
Yeah.
And I don't mind existing in that space for a little while.
And as frustrating as some of those things were and like some of the things that, you know, like happened when I was younger, skateboarding and music, like playing shows, those were bright spots. They were like things that I did that were healthy for myself and outlets. So yeah, it's super cool going back to that. A little bit of a bummer, but I mean, yeah, you outgrow that shit.
And you ride motorcycles, which is like adult skateboarding. So still foolishly dangerous. So don't worry. You still got it.
Yeah, I'm still doing it. And Rad still slaps, everybody. If you're listening, go find the movie Rad. Crew Jones is his name, and Rad is his way of life. Oh, it's so good.
I remember, speaking of Rad, in fifth grade, we had a school carnival, and these kids set up a little movie theater, and they showed the movie Rad in it. And for one ticket, you got to go in for 5 minutes and see 5 minutes of the movie Rad. And so people...
Where the fuck did you grow up?
Yeah, what is happening? To you, dude?
You didn't have a school carnival? You didn't have a...
Not where I was... Could pay for 5 minutes of a movie.
A preview of a fucking movie that shouldn't have... Why would you pay that?
I don't know, but I used a lot of tickets. I was in there for a chunk of time.
Jesus Christ.
By the end of it, you're paying it's $130 to see the movie Rat.
Mom, please. I got to see the ending.
He wins. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to come right out and say, God. I think this was a very good challenge. I think we should all thank Katie for joining Patreon so she could be allowed to propose challenges again.
Katie, another slam dunk.
But just in all honesty, I loved seeing what you guys came up with, and I enjoyed spending time here. So I'll lead it off. Is this challenge good for the world? Will you do this challenge again? I think in terms of good for the world, spending some time inside of yourself and remembering that child that you once were is always good for the world. You should be in touch with your inner child somewhat. It's a nice thing. It makes you a more balanced person, and I will definitely do this again. I think, you know, we all kind of do this more often than not in things we pursue. I went and saw Blink 182 recently with my wife, and it was just like, fuck yeah, you feel like a teenager again. Those are kind of healthy ways to explore it. So I think I'll always be looking for these. And if you can carve out an afternoon to do something that your inner child would like, then go for it.
Bro, if you went with Katie, I'm going to tell you, bro, if you went with Katie to Blink 182, fucking be careful. That chick has kids, dude.
Nah.
She has two kids.
We necked in the parking lot a little bit. I ain't trying to put a ring on it.
Andrew, what about you?
Yeah, it was a fun challenge. Like I said, I have no regrets about all of my seemingly childish pursuits, but it was fun to dig a little deeper and be like, oh yeah, there's some other stuff in there. And I mean, so stoked to have that Will Clark rookie card coming my way. Oh my gosh.
Stoked to give it to you, buddy.
And amazing.
I'll tell you what, if you need 100 more, Bills has them.
He was stoked. He's like, holy shit.
I can't believe I just moved some Will Clark merch.
They didn't even have him out with the other like stars of the 80s. I was like, do you have any Will Clark cards? And they're like, they pulled out a box. They're like, here's the Giants from 86 to 92. And I started flipping through them, found some Will Clarks.
Amazing.
That's fucking amazing. Yeah, I'm with Andrew in the sense that I've made a lot of things that I enjoy part of my life. I still obviously love playing music. I still love getting high. I still love snowboarding. I love to snowboard. I will definitely always go back and revisit the things that they say are for the young, because oftentimes those things are the best fucking things. Like, they're the most fun. And I love to play some video games here and there. And I love to fucking see a shit action movie or whatever, or that kind of a thing. Like, that's still, dude, or Skinamax. I'll go back and watch some Red Shoe Diaries. Sure. Come on. I'll find some old episodes of Emmanuel. Remember the Emmanuel series? Or USA Up All Night with Rhonda Shears. That's
save
what
it,
I actually
save it for
did.
A slumber party, dude.
Just us with hard bone rods and bubble guts from your cheap pizza.
Ben's got floppy disks of Leisure Suit Larry, and he's getting in there.
Oh my God, Leisure Suit Larry, I fucking loved that. Oh God, it took forever for that fucking thing to come to load on the
so
screen.
Gross
that
generation
like,
of boys
woman.
Had that, and they're like, yeah, let's get in here.
It was an erotic game that somehow children got a hold of.
Yeah.
Oh my God. My aunt and uncle had it on their computer, and I was like, why do they have this?
Because your uncle would get your aunt on his lap in that little computer chair, and they'd play it together.
Ugh.
Not, no.
All right.
Not much health in Manal.
Let's get at it.
No,
sorry that got real.
Anyway,
but that's what happened.
I loved this challenge, Adam. It was a fantastic challenge. I think this is a great one. I would recommend all of our listeners do this. And anybody listening out there, please let us know. What were the things you did with the kid? Did you try this challenge? Do it. Tell us what you went back to doing. What were the things you did to pass the time? Or what would you do if you were going to go back and try to reconnect with your inner child? We'd love to hear that. This was a really great one. I loved it.
Thanks, Katie. Genuinely good idea.
And
this was fun.
You know, next time I'm at Andrew's, and I do want to do a sleepover. I was not lying about that, Andrew. I, when you asked me, I was like, that's so fucking fun. We should get some pizzas and watch some movies and stay up.
Can you imagine the Patreon content of you two doing a sleepover? I don't want to come to this, but the Patreon content of you two doing
of us both falling asleep on the couch at 11:27 p.m.
And then at 2:30 in the morning, I call Crystal, my ex-wife, to come and pick me up and bring me home.
Because you have too much anxiety.
That's why I don't want to do it, because I'm scared to spend the night.
I can't sleep. And their bathroom toilet seat is too cold. I don't like it. I want to come home. Well, thank you, Adam. Let's cleanse our palates here. Last Saturday of every month at the world famous Bug Theater, our Grolix live show happens. You can get your tickets now. As always, the link to do so is down there in the show notes. Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy from our very good friend, crushing it. Also a fellow fan of some hardcore music. Let's listen to some stand-up from Brandy Posey. And when we return, the best third act in the freaking game. We've got birthday shout-outs. We're going to tease the next episode's challenge, plus more shows. So please stay tuned. God, I can't believe you got him a baseball
Will Clark
card.
Rookie
That's so
dude,
kind of
$1.50.
I'm hyped. Hyped.
Here's the thing you can do if you're feeling bad about yourself. You can just add yourself to your high school's notable alumni section on Wikipedia. You can just do that. You can just go edit the internet. Severna Park High School has like two state senators, the guitar player from Good Charlotte, and Brandy Posey, podcaster. Thank you. You screen cap it, send that to your parents, and you're like, yeah, that's it. That's all I need. I don't know. I'm in therapy. It's a thing that I think you should do. If you break your leg, you get somebody to fix that. And if you break your head or your heart, you should have somebody help you with that too. Couple pieces of advice though. Your therapist won't think you're funny if you refer to yourself as mentally chill. That's not a fun pun. They don't take it seriously. They also don't think it's funny if you refer to your broken childhood as your origin story. Apparently you have to be a superhero to have one of those. And if you haven't been bitten by a radioactive spider, it's just baggage.
Welcome to the third act of the show, the third and best act of this podcast. Third actors, hello, nice to see you. You don't care, but we did an episode where we honored our inner child. You're past that. However, we do have to thank a few people. I'd like to thank my wife, Katie, for proposing
that
challenge.
Yes, thank you, Katie.
Very good challenge, Katie. Andrew is not here. His inner child kept it going and apparently smoked some cigarettes with some neighborhood kids around the transformer and blew it up.
Yeah, and they blew the transformer up in his neighborhood. His house is without power right now.
Yep. That's a risk when you do these challenges. Sometimes you stay in them. And Andrew just stayed honoring his inner child, smoking cigs dangerously around.
I tell you what, though, he's got that cool Skid Row back patch on his jean jacket. And it looks pretty cool with some electric singe, some electrical charge singeing on there. It's good.
It's a nice departure from his normal, entirely camouflage wardrobe.
Yes.
And I like to see Andrew kind of getting back to his roots a little bit. Unfortunately, he's not here for the third act, but, that's not that terrible of a thing.
I actually like it. I think it's flowing smoother right now. I feel like we
and I think that I'm gonna honor that flow and just take over his part and be like plugs, 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 plugs,
boom.
Plugs, plugs, yeah, plugs, plugs,
yeah.
And then hold on a twist that I go plugs, plugs, plugs. What you got?
Oh, God damn. Will you hit me with that what you got again one more time?
Yeah, yeah. Plugs, 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 plugs. What you got?
God. Yeah, nice. There it is. Cool. I like that. I tried to put a little echo. I kept it subtle.
I noticed that.
I tried to keep it very
Well, this
subtle.
Is a very rough draft of the song, but I mean, it's a template for a producer to go at, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But. Yeah, I'd like to, I actually have something to plug. I've been a broken record about it, but, my new special Hyena, is available now. You can watch it before anybody else can, by going to 800 Pound Gorilla Media. And if you want, you can donate, you can, pay for it now. If you don't, have the money to pay for it, or you just flat out don't want to, just wait August 10th. It will become available for free on YouTube, for streaming, but, otherwise.
But buy it now and help support Ben with this effort. It's his first hour special, done on video. So throw him some money and support it. And then later help people watch it for free.
Thanks, bud.
Now, Ben, is there a hyena on stage with you? Are you taming a hyena?
No.
Are you in an enclosure with hyenas? What's going on in this special?
They apparently carry a lot of stuff with them in their saliva. We tried to do it. Very unpredictable animal. I didn't see that coming. Mm. I think they're adorable. But yeah, apparently quite erratic. Tough to tame. What about you, Adam? What do you got to plug?
Well, I'll be in Los Angeles, which is how I say it. Mm-hmm. And I will be doing Hot Tub on August 2nd.
Where is that? What area of Los?
It's moved to a place called Permanent Records Roadhouse, but it's like the best show in LA. Go to Hot Tub. If you're in LA, August 2nd, I will be performing there.
Yeah. And if you're just missing Andrew right now, you want to see him, you want to hear him, you want to feel his presence. You can always get tickets as usual to our live show, the Grolix live show that's happening July 29th at the world famous Bug Theater this month. Bobcat Goldthwaite, our good friend Bobcat, will be joining us.
Those tickets are almost gone. So if you have not snatched them, grab one right now before they are completely gone.
Yeah. As always, links to everything we mentioned are right down there in the show notes. Get on it.
Ben, let me just take it over because I do a call to action here. Yep. I'm like, leave a review, and then I read one. And I haven't been doing it for a few months because I just trusted that people would keep doing it. And they don't.
No.
And you can't trust
people.
They're
acting like idiots.
And that's the lesson there.
They're
is
idiots.
You cannot trust people. They need their reward. They need their review read. So guess what? If you review it and give us 5 stars, chances are I could read your review. For example, "So Nice You Can Listen to an Episode Twice" is the name of this review. It's by someone named Pod Perfect.
Mm.
And they say it's 5 stars. And they say, "This is the only podcast that I will listen to episodes more than once." And it says, "Having a bummer day, PSTW." And I didn't understand what they meant. "Having a long, boring drive, PSTW." And I think they're trying to say GSTW, Grolix Saves the World. However, they just keep calling it PSTW. "Struggling through a workout, PSTW. Upset that new episodes only come out every other week, PSTW Patreon." So thank you for the review. We are GSTW, Grolix Saves the World. I don't know what you think the P stands
Maybe
for.
Maybe it's Play Saves the World. Play it. Play Saves the World. Bang. So putting a little bit of an action call in there. I like it. I think it's...
Or maybe it's like players.
It could be also Patreon Saves the World.
Well, that actually is true.
Okay.
That is a truism. That's proven. So maybe we'll just assume this person was saying Patreon Saves the World. So yes, review us and join our Patreon, which brings us perfectly, Ben, to the part of the credits where we plug the Patreon. You want to do it?
Yes. I would love to. I love talking to our Patreon subscribers. First of all, thanks to everybody who supports us, new and old. Some people, you may think it's expensive, but you get ad-free episodes and access to our brand new Act 4 podcast.
for only $4. That's 4 for $4. We're doing the 4 for $4. As Subway did the 6 for $6, we're doing the 4 for $4. We beat them by two. We're beating Subway by two. Okay, which is just crazy. We're out of our damned minds, Adam.
We must be out of our minds to give away this good of content for that little of money. But we don't even care. We just love our Patreon fans so much.
Yeah, and if you bump this up to the Andrew or the Ben level, you get all that plus things like a welcome video from me, exclusive merch, stickers, and of course our podcast Within a Podcast, Boy Crazy, which honestly I think we could charge $69.95 a month for.
Couldn't agree more with you. And I'll tell you what, if you join Patreon right now, we will give you Andrew's location.
Yes.
We will drop a pin.
We will drop
to
a
where
pin
Andrew
to
is,
your phone.
And you can hang out with him smoking cigs with him and the neighborhood boys.
Blowing up Transformers. Also, if you join our Patreon, you also get birthday shout outs. This is a big one for us. I mean, people are loving it.
We are the
this.
Maggianos of the podcast world.
Happy
Come
birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. It's a ciao. You know what I mean? Like I don't think that's how they do it, but
they do say it's a chow at the end of it, and yeah, they drop the dish.
Well, yeah,
it's a chow.
It's a chow. Okay, so we have quite a few July birthdays, plus a couple June birthdays we missed.
We're gonna lump them all in with the July birthday theme, which is we are going to tell you what it was that you enjoyed doing as a child. In keeping with this episode, what was one of your favorite childhood pastimes and activities? And Ben, I'm going to throw it to you. I'm going to struggle with through the pronunciation, but we want to say happy belated June birthday to Mike Diefenbach.
Yeah, I think Diefenbach is a good guess.
Okay, what's Diefenbach doing when he was a kid?
He liked to collect bees. Amateur bee collector.
Oh.
Got stung a lot. This was not good for him. And, you know, his parents kept telling him, but it loved to collect the full hive. And he would even go into ground hives. You don't see that a lot.
Oh, he's ground hiving it. Yeah, That's old school. That's sort of turn of the century. I like
that.
Yeah,
he would dig into the soil to find a ground hive. Congratulations. Mike, happy birthday. We hope you get all the bees you want. Get all the bees you want. Adam, I think you should take number two. Good friend of the pod, Charlotte Matthews.
Charlotte,
happy birthday. Charlotte.
Charlotte and their friends would go around on bikes looking for old abandoned houses and just blast the windows with rocks. Just blast out all those windows with rocks. Classic Americana, like, okay, where's an abandoned house? Where's an abandoned warehouse? Let's fucking break the shit out of those windows and laugh in the summer heat.
That's just good fun. I'm with Charlotte on that. That's a favorite of mine too, Charlotte. So don't feel guilty. Happy birthday.
Let's move into the actual July babies. Ben,
can I take this one? Can I take this
one? I'm throwing it your way. Happy birthday to Colin Madden.
Colin Madden, drummer extraordinaire, plays in a wonderful band called Native Daughters. Great human being. Colin, not many people know, liked to take very rare baseball cards, the most expensive ones that
your
Colin
Mickey
could
Mantles,
find.
Your Willie Mays's, your Duke Snyder's.
And put them right into the spokes of their BMX. And people would be so upset. I mean, that card's worth like $1,500 or $1,800. Colin doesn't care. Likes the thwap.
Thwap, you hear Colin coming before
the
you see
the thicker cards, the older cards, get a more motorcycle-y sound on that spoke.
It's
Colin
the card
didn't care.
Stock.
Yeah, and that was what it was for Colin. He didn't care about any of that. He was willing to ruin a famous baseball card.
He wasn't even into the sport of the players. He was a stock enthusiast.
Yeah, well, he's a true precautionist. So next up for you, Adam, I'm going to throw this one your way. What do you think Stephen Smith got into as a kid?
Stephen Smith would just scour scientific magazines for the largest magnifying glass he could get, and then he would burn not just one insect, like collecting insects for weeks on end, and then burn them all in a little fire pit outside of his house in the driveway.
Wow.
And he didn't even hide it. People would call and report him to the police, and they were like, I don't think he's breaking any laws. He would just do this all the time in the driveway, and everyone was creeped out by it, but you couldn't wipe the smile off of little Stephen's face burning those insects.
I like
at
it.
An industrial level.
I like it. I like it.
Ben?
Yeah.
Old Frankie Burns has a July birthday as well. Now, what did Frankie like to do when they were a kid?
Well, it's the same as it was a lot of old magazines, but would go back to the old Nat Geos and find as many different photos of breasts as possible. Now, this wasn't sexual. It was not a sexual thing. This was purely just for cataloging. It was just for cataloging purposes.
That's even creepier.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it was safety for them. Okay. I think it brought a lot of comfort. So, happy birthday. That one feels wrong and a little creepy, but it's, well, what can you do?
Blame Frankie, dude. It's not on us.
Yeah. I refuse to ever know this person's name.
Yeah.
This is how they're forever referred to in this podcast. Blunt Sleazy.
We have a listener named Blunt Sleazy.
Yeah, what is Blunt Sleazy? Do you know this person, though, Adam?
Well, I do. I do. We used to hang out as kids. And what's weird about Blunt Sleazy is, like, we would all be playing Pogs. We love to play Pogs. And Blunt Sleazy hated Pogs. So what they would do is they'd hide around the corner, and they loved interrupting Pog games. They loved running through the middle and kicking the Pogs everywhere. And it was almost like, you're not safe playing Pogs, because Blunt Sleazy could show up at any time and just stomp on your little Pog sesh, kick the Pogs into the curb. They'd go down the gutter. Really just a Pog hater.
Okay. I like that. I'm kind of with that too. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, but you didn't rage against it. You let people do their thing.
I let them be. I'm more of a yes. I would say I'm more of a Pog libertarian. Like, okay. I may not agree with it.
What you do in your own yard, how you Pog on your property is your business.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, Ben, this next July birthday, you know him, I know him. It's Ellen Essex.
No doubt. And not many people know this about Ellen. Ellen spent most of their childhood trying to break the world pogo record.
Oh.
But the pogo, seeing how long they could stay on a pogo stick consecutively.
Okay.
And Ellen made it 339 days pogoing.
Now, you miss a lot when you dedicate a whole year to the pogo
eating,
stick.
Everything caused some real GI damage.
Okay.
The bouncing. Yeah. The doctor said that, but lives with the glory now.
Yeah.
And
they're not taking that title away.
No, you are not.
Some little upstart hits 340, though. So yeah,
I don't think it's happening anytime soon. Can't wait to see it, but I think Ellen.
Back.
Yeah, watch your back, Ellen. I'd say watch your back, but for now, just enjoy it. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Though.
I think we all know that.
Adam, last one, and I'm gonna lob this one. Big 6-12 underhand toss to you.
Okay,
Matt Q. What did Matt Q do as a kid? Like, how did they pass the time?
Pretty sad upbringing. Matt Q just dragged his wagon around the neighborhood, gathering cans from trash cans and the curb, and then over to the Coinstar in the Kroger parking lot, you know, pumping them in there, getting as many coins as they could, which they brought back to their family just to put food on the table. It wasn't it was just like, it wasn't a hobby.
This has got a Charlie Bucket type
time,
of feel to it.
Big time. And hats off to Matt Q for supporting your family that early. And I can still hear the sound of that wagon and the
squeak of the wheel.
Yeah. And the kind of soft crinkle as a new can was added to the pile of aluminum. And then you could just feel Matt was
going to
have
a good day. And what did he say? What did he always say when he found a new can?
Caught another fish.
That's what he'd say.
Because he had a good attitude about it.
He did. He said, I got another fish. Everybody look at it and say, that's just a tall boy of Corona Light.
It's a can.
Yeah.
But Matt was making a game out of it. And I just think a lot of kids these days have it so good. And
Matt
it's
Q.
And Matt Q really, to put a smile on that face during that hardship is just
get out there, find those fish again, Matt Q.
Yeah,
the world needs you. Happy birthday to everybody on the list. Happy birthday, you June and July babies. All your parents be humping in August and September.
Yeah,
who can blame them? But thanks to everyone who supports us. You can get your own birthday shout out. Patreon.com/GrolicSaves. I'm sorry. You can get your own birthday shout out at patreon.com/Grolic saves my face is not working today. and I want to say this, a big thanks as always to repressed childhood memory, Ron Doyle.
Yeah.
That's one that hits you when you're on the can.
Always.
You forgot about
popping
it.
Popping up at inappropriate times, you know. And you start
remember that guy that used to produce our podcast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. You don't even remember him. You feel him. That's what it is.
Suddenly, they're just right behind you. Kind of like Mike Henderson at the live show. When you're just like,
he does do that.
You're just kind of talking. You're working on your set. And all of a sudden, Mike Henderson's behind you. And you're like, oh. Thanks for your help recording the live show, I guess. You could
You know what's funny is repressed memories are often not in the words, they're in the actions. Mm. Just like how our theme music is brought to you by the juvenile Charlie Continental. And he's not juvenile because of he's especially childish or anything. It's because he backs that ass up.
Okay, Ben, I want to stand up and applaud that.
Yeah, thank you. Adam, he's standing up right now. Can you hear that? He's on his feet. Oh, God, I didn't expect this.
Not juvenile, and this is why child, we do this. Because he backs that ass up.
He backs that ass up.
I really love what you did with that.
Adam, what do you think? Next challenge, it's been hot out. Mm-hmm. It is. We are in the throes of summer.
Yep.
And I say we take advantage of the summer in this next chow. I think we get outside. Let's get outside.
Hear me out. Counteroffer, we end the podcast, and this was our last episode.
Oh, I like that. I like it. Oh, so we're done now.
Yeah, so goodbye.
We end it without
Thanks
Andrew
for
here.
Listening.
Ron is aggressively nodding.
No?
Yes, he
All
seems
right. well,
to like
okay,
this.
If we do another one, then I guess we can go outside. But I want
no,
everyone.
No, he's nodding. Yes, he's into this.
Ron's left the studio.
Yeah, he's already gone. It's just a cigarette burning in an ashtray.
It's just a pair of glasses and a cigarette in the air?
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get outside. Maybe we'll end the podcast. I don't know. But in the meantime, it's Ben's favorite part of the
I'm
gonna
show. Yeah, I'm going to say it's my name. Play us out, Charlie!